I know. I had, like, the worst game. I just didn't know how to talk to women. I didn't know what I was, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was, you know. And I had the big ears, too.
You had big ears?
I had big ears. Okay. And my last name was Fuchs, so everyone called me Fox. I had
Fuchs. Which is like, hello, I fuck, hello,
I know,
lady.
But I should have played it that way. Fucks. Yeah. I didn't know how to play it.
See, hello, my name
That's
is.
That's right, yeah. Bitches.
I could have made that cool. I could have made that work for me, but, you know, I can't.
What's Finn? Did you just come up with that?
I didn't come up with that. Oh. They, well, you know, if I almost, like, think, I think about changing my name back to Fuchs, you know, but whatever.
But we know you as
Everyone
Alan
knows me
Finn.
As Alan Finn now, yeah. But the way they changed it, they put a bunch of names in a hat. Because
who's they?
My parents.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, they changed it?
They changed it. Family name? They changed a family name. Uh-huh. I think when I was like about a senior in high school. And they...
What prompted that?
Because...
I'm getting called Fox.
Fox. Every, you know, like people loved yelling my name like from across the street. You know, it was like a fun thing. Hey, that's Fox, you know. That's the Fox
But we
kid.
Had a mayor cock. I mean, like...
Well, he... Yeah. Well, he
no,
calls
you know
himself
what I mean.
Koch. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
But that's the same thing.
Yeah. So, eventually, they were like, we gotta change it. They picked a whole, just variety of Irish names.
That's just hilarious.
Irish, but he's fucking Russian.
I know.
Russian Jews, but you know.
Well, for a couple of reasons. There's a lot of Irish names that started with F. And because my father... He bought, before they decided to change, he bought a giant, really tacky gold chain, giant gold F.
He wanted to fit in with all the guineas from North Jersey.
That's what
why.
It was, yeah. So,
is your dad a rapper?
No. He's Flavor Flav, I think. I forgot to mention that.
He's trying to fit in with the Lodi crowd. The Guidos.
So he didn't want to. God forbid he goes back and gets another gold letter. You
God
know?
Forbid.
So he had to stick with the F. And my parents, I think, like my dad and my mom were trying to think, like, well, you know, because they were like persecuted as Jews in Russia, and they like, you know, they felt like maybe we should like give him a different name, something that's not Jewish. And they were like both like started talking about the Irish for some reason. And like my mom worked a lot of Irish people. I was like, yeah, no one hates them. Everyone just like goes drinking with them. They have a good
that's
time.
That's not true at all.
And that's what they saw. Yeah. You know, they just saw like these are like happy, jovial
but that's
people.
That's interesting that like.
You know? So they decided like let's go Irish. That's literally what happened. They threw a bunch of Irish F names in a hat. It was Finnegan, Flaherty,
Finley.
And Flaherty. Everybody pulled the names out, and the you know we picked out Finn the most, and that's how it became Finn. That's how fucking random it is.
It's funny, you come here from Russia to avoid persecution for being a Jew, and you come to America like, Fox, like, fuck, let's go back to Russia. It wasn't as bad as we thought it was.
Bad. Yeah, and Russia's not a bad word. You know?
Oh my God. That's interesting. I never knew the story.
Yeah, that's the story.
Very cool.
Well, now we know.
Cool. How you met your last name.
So do you ladies, as just comics, do you feel that, how do you dress on stage? Like, do you say, you know what, let me kind of use my assets, or should I just help cover them up so I don't want the unwanted attention on stage so people actually listen to me? Like, what's your thought process when you go on stage with your wardrobe?
For me, I try to just be like pretty on trend with my clothing, but I try not to, like, over-sexualize myself, but at the same time, I try to be, like, you know, fashionable, because, like, you know, most of my shows, like, I do fashionably funny productions, so, like, I should be fashionable on stage, but I don't have my tits out unless I'm in character. Like, I do a character at my show Merriment and Mortification where I'm Lola. And Lola is a 56-year-old cougar, and she only wears leopard, and she's got, like, sky-high heels, and she's got, like, her cooch hanging out, her boobs hanging out, and that's Lola. But for me, like, one of myself, like, I want people laughing at my jokes, like, and I feel like if people are paying attention to your assets, per se, that they're not necessarily listening to your material, they're just too busy like putting you in the spank bank to hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So like I try to tone down my sexuality when I'm on stage.
Okay. Monica?
Well, I would have to be like Jim Morrison and basically like face away from the audience if I wanted to show my assets off. So no. No, I agree with Marissa on this one, is that you know, you do want to be heard. I do think it's a challenge that female comics face that male comics don't, where, you know, you want to look nice, but I've seen some comics where they feel that they dress a certain way, and then they feel like they mistake popularity for funny. I guess that's the best way to put it. Like, people hoot and holler and they like them, but they're not actually funny. That's not all, but, you know. There's one famous comic, and I have a theory about her because her act, I think, is very funny, and I think she does, I think she's a good comic, but she does these characters, and some of her characters are like an old lady or whatever, but then every time she appears on stage, she looks like she's going to the club, and I feel like, I don't want to say it.
I already know who.
But the point of it is that I feel like if she wore something that was more of like a blank slate, people would really get her characters more. And it's not like she's struggling, like she's famous and she's getting, she's doing great. But I do feel like people would have caught on to how great she is. I feel like they're like the Britney and Christina Aguilera, and she's like the Christina Aguilera that took a little longer than her fellow comics, but she's the one with talent, like real, like deep talent. But I do feel like that in some ways there might be this like visual disconnect because, like, you know, it's I don't know, like watching somebody on stage try to be and act out an older woman when they look like they're at the club, there's just a disconnect there. But I mean, she's lovely and she's hot and flaunt it. But I think at the end of the day, too, it comes down to wearing what you feel comfortable in. And I think it's funny because sometimes I'll see female comics who get on TV and they finally get, like, their late night spot. And you know these people. And you know that, like, every show you've done with them, every show you've seen them at, they're, like, jeans, t-shirt, Converse type of people. And then they go on TV and they're wearing these dresses and they just, you look can tell. They look uncomfortable. Exactly. They don't feel themselves. And
they can barely stand in their heels. Yeah. I look wobbly. Yeah,
and that is one
of those. Big Bird.
And I know the guy. Well, I won't say the guys don't have that issue because I've actually seen some male comics who will wear a suit who would never wear a suit.
Well, Dolly did on his letter. He's like, "Hey, I'm wearing a suit."
Yeah. Well, yeah. And but that's like an actual real thing. Like, people don't think about that. So it's tough because part of it is, I mean, for some people, it's part of their branding. You know, it's part of like what they look like on stage, how they appear. But I agree with Marissa. I try to look attractive. But I want to look like I have a presence up there and that I belong there and that I'm an entertainer, but I don't want you to look at me and be paying attention to like sexual parts. How much for the night? Yeah. And also because a lot of our, like my job, well, yeah. And then.
What is your going rate, by the way?
I think it's also very tricky because I do jokes about sex and I do jokes about, so when you have, I think it's tricky for a woman when you do very sexual jokes and then you also look
sexual,
it's, I don't know. And I've had it where you do, then you end up having guys come up to you after the show and then they think certain things. They think they can approach you a certain way. They don't understand that there's like, you know, I won't go so far. Right. Like it's a persona, you know, it's like when I do jokes about being single, they're jokes about being single and you don't need to come up to me after the show and tell me that you're totally willing to bang me. I'm like, yeah, that's like, I know dick is available. Yeah, thanks.
Well, I got time between my first and second show, so I mean, if you want to go fuck in the closet,
you look like you're 5 minutes.
as long as I go.
So I don't know, but then there are other comics I know who look, you know,
like a mess.
Well, no.
Like they just rolled out of bed and said, "Oh, I had a spot." And
I'm thinking of one comic in particular who we know who is. She looks great, and she definitely, you know, dolls it up and has like the blonde hair and the boobs out and whatever, and it doesn't seem to affect her set at all. So
I think it's gotten people have become more open with this, right? Because when women first started on stand-up, they couldn't be attractive at all.
That's exactly
right. Like the first few female comics, like Joan Rivers. Couldn't really look sexy. Yeah. Who's the other
Stiller.
Phyllis Diller's who I was thinking of. Yeah, she had to make herself look like, you know, like a
housewife.
Yeah, like a haunted house attraction. Like insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but now, like, you know, and now it's gone the other way where it's kind of like how punk, what happened to punk rock. Like, you had, like, people who like look like Joey Ramone, you know, the Sex Pistols. And now punk rock, it's like, you know, like an Abercrombie and Fitch catalog. Like, who the hell are these guys? How are these
That's
guys?
True, because
what are these guys angry about? Excessive. You know, like, they're in shape, they're banging groupies.
I was on Pandora, and it was like Eliza Schlesinger.
Yeah.
And, you know, they show the album cover. She's completely naked.
Yeah.
She has, like, her hair covering her boobs, but she's completely...
So hot.
That's such a departure from, like, what it was as a woman, definitely, you know, where you couldn't be sexy and funny and smart and a good writer. Like, it just, I feel like, I mean, I don't know for certain, but I feel Sarah Silverman, I think, is very cute and sexy. Well, she's sexy when she's not talking about farting. and then, like, and, you know, I think Whitney Cummings,
she's very stunning.
I'm not a huge fan of her comedy, to be honest, but, like, she did a lot for being like, you know what? I can be smart, I can be funny, and I can be gorgeous, and fuck you all. Yeah. You know?
Well, the
Chelsea Handler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about big boobs on her. Holy shit. Well, I think the ultimate woman to really pull off that whole hotness thing is Lisa Lampanelli. Holy shit. That is a boner fest. She did lose a lot of weight. She looks good now. But, well, better now, but yeah.
Is she still with Jimmy Big Balls?
No, they broke up.
Jimmy Big Balls?
They were on Stern. They got divorced. Yeah, she's on Talk About on Stern. No. Yeah. Oh,
he, like, lasered his balls and it just ended. No, I'm kidding.
Zing.
I have big balls.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Are they hefty?
They're big, hefty balls.
Like knockers at a
like
door?
Saggy.
Like a fancy door?
They're not saggy. It's just big.
Catherine Williams would like, love your balls.
Really? Who's Catherine
Williams?
She does
it. You don't know Catherine Williams? She's marrying Steve Leventhal?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
she has this joke about, like, liking really
she likes
hefty
big
balls.
Balls. Really?
Well, hefty.
The hefty balls.
Like, they don't have to be, like, elephantitis.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Jupy balls are
if you want
to
play
though.
Sports, it's like having big tits, but it's worse. I'd rather have something up here than, like, in between your legs, you know? Like, if you have to run,
I mean,
just, like, back and forth, like a...
But at least they're not like swaying.
Like a grandfather clock, but faster.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, there's like Rocky's hitting the punching bag between my legs. I got like a good sized dick.
That's good.
My bag is average. My dick is average. I mean, I don't have that
issue. It's not like I'm not like you know like Mandingo.
I'm not like Mo
the Monster Johnson.
Oh, he was on Stern.
He was on my show the night before.
Okay,
oh, really?
Why do they know this and we don't?
He was on Howard Stern. I mean,
do you know the average
The two men are like, oh yeah, that dick. We're like, I don't know about that dick.
Did he whip it out on your show?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because he talked about it. I'm like, 13. I feel so fucking insignificant.
That's not good. You can't get that all in a pussy, so what's the point? What's the point?
I would rather have...
I'd die trying, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'd rather, you know, well, not be able to get it in and be like, that's fine. I'd rather
have
is
fucking...
he a grower or a shower?
Mo? I haven't paid that much close attention to his work. I'm not like...
That was a gay test. I think we passed.
Yeah.
He's like, can you describe his
well,
situation?
He shoots to the left, but he shoots to the right.
He was a good interview, man. He has an interesting life. You know who was... You talk about too big was Dennis Rodman. His dick is so big. We had a girl who tried having sex with him, Maya Jordan from Playboy. She came in on a wheelchair. No,
he said he broke it on him. He was uncertain talking about. He broke his dick.
It's so big that I could imagine. She said she tried many times to have sex with him, could not fuck him. It was that big. They ended up watching Shrek cartoons.
Because his dick looks like Shrek.
I guess
well,
so.
It seemed to be okay for Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra got it.
That's because she probably took it in the ass. Let's be honest.
I don't know.
He is the best getting caught cheat story. I'll do it real quick. He talks about how Carmen Electra walked in. You know this, all right? Carmen Electra walks in on him fucking in the bedroom. I'm sorry. I don't have enough room. She walks in on him literally fucking. And she's like, who's this? And he goes, who's who? What? What are you talking about? Who's that? He goes, I don't know. What are you talking about? She goes, that girl. Who the fuck is that girl? He goes, I don't know. She must have fallen from the ceiling. I'm like, no, that's fucking great. Boy, oh boy, I think we're winding down here. Oh, yeah, all right, so this is the quick one I thought of, too. when women come, like, all right, so you're going on a date with a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know, first or second, but you've got a good vibe. Like, how, and you're dressing provocatively, like, you're putting it out there. How, if you're dressed like that, how fast do you think the guy should wait before he proactively pulls the trigger and goes, let's get the fuck out of here?
So, like, we're talking, like, this is, like, a couple of dates in or whatever?
It could be, like, under, it could be like your first date if you decide, say, I fuck it. You know, let's say you're dating online, you met online, and you saw pictures, you're like, man, he's fucking good looking. You're like, all right, I'll go a little bit, turn the dial a little bit more up instead of being more conservative. And you're like, you're dressed, you got, you're rocking your boobs out. How fast do you think it's, when it's, I can't even speak, how fast is, until it's to the point where you're like, all right, it's okay to pull the trigger and say, you know what, let's get the fuck out of here.
I kind of feel, it's weird. So I kind of feel like, it's like if I'm putting an effort in, that he should kind of acknowledge that and just put it out there. But I also feel like I should also not necessarily take the first bite. So I feel like he should at least know that he, like, give me the inclination that he's interested, but, like, also know that I'm not going to be like, oh, like, you know, this is
one and done.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, I've had instances where, like, I had gone on, like, 4 dates with this guy, and he never once even tried to kiss me. And I'm just like, do I have a new gay buddy? Like,
I was going
to
say, are you dating a theater major, or?
Yeah, it's just, like, are we, like, shopping now? Like, I don't, is he asking me to, like, go get, like, my nails done? But,
Monica's putting on my jerk-off lotion in her hands, apparently. She went to take care of Alan and I real quick before the podcast is over.
Remember, please, not the nipples.
Alan needs a laser here too.
I'm still healing. Please.
Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, but I feel like, you know, it's very odd when you're like dating a guy and he doesn't kind of put it out there, but like you definitely feel a difference because
was he gay?
No, like I was telling him, like I went out with this guy 4 times and he never even tried to kiss me. And I was just like, I mean, is he gay? Like, are we supposed to be shopping?
Don't date those guys.
Like, I definitely had an issue. I'm not going to, like, but this guy was not a kisser. And I never understood, like, how is this a thing? Like, how
do, my therapist told me.
Well, what did your therapist tell you about it?
No, it's weird. I never experienced this until I moved to New York and I was dating somebody and he really liked me and we had good sex, but he just really wasn't a kisser. And, you know, then immediately I was like, do I have bad breath? Like, you know, is it me?
Am I wearing clean socks?
Yeah, exactly. But no, I actually brought it up in therapy and my therapist was like, you know, kissing is very intimate for a lot of people. It's really, really intimate. And so if they don't want to get emotionally involved or, you know, sometimes people have hang-ups about, like, getting a blowjob from you and then kissing you. And so there's just actually a lot of baggage that happens with kissing. And so for some people, it's just off the table.
Yeah, I can't sleep with somebody that I can't. But does not kiss.
And I don't think men understand. I was like, yeah, you kiss us really well. We're like, oh.
You hear that, dudes? Start making out with a pillow.
Like, you gotta put the keys in the friggin' ignition before you turn on the car. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
but most guys are trying to go in the trunk first.
Are you pointing R. Kelly?
She's like, I'd rather you pee on me first.
Like, how can you be sensual and passionate in bed if you can't?
It's like, it becomes so mechanical.
Maybe either there's something wrong with his mouth or he doesn't like to be the pursuer. He wants to be pursued. He wants you to make the first move.
No, like,
he has fear of rejection, maybe.
Well, with the non-kisser, he did kiss me first, but it kind of felt like if you were just like, if I just had like toast up to my mouth. Like, if I was like, you
know, toast. Was it hot toast?
It was just dry and like there was nothing, and I'm just like, this is weird. Because, like, and then finally I was just like, wait a second. Do you not kiss? He's like, no, not really.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I know.
And I was just like, so this is making you, like, really uncomfortable. He's like, yeah, a little bit. And I was like, all right, you don't have to kiss me. And then he's like, no, but I still want to do other stuff. I'm like, No. Sorry.
Maybe he's off his kissing game. Maybe, like, in the past relationship, like, screwed him up.
What, does he, like, need, like, Stella to get his kiss back?
Yeah. Holy
shit. What a move. Call Toni Morrison quickly. She needs a fucking help.
Yeah, you can't teach a kiss. You can't teach a blowjob.
Well, hold on. They did a Fast Times at Ridgemont High with a fucking ketchup bottle, all right?
Nine. But after a certain point, you can't. Some girls are naturals at it. And there's, a lot of...
You gotta like it.
You have to...
You gotta like it.
No, you have to love it. If you just kind of like it, you're doing it for it.
No, no, no. Oh,
going through the motion blowjob is the fucking worst. It's like, all right, like, she'll be like, you want a blowjob? I'm like, yeah, dude. Right, and then like, it's like, oh, you know what? Let's just fuck.
But yeah, sex is cerebral. Sex is cerebral. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if a girl is into it because she wants to give you pleasure and she enjoys that part of it, it's probably going to be a decent blowjob, especially if she can take some direction, you know, and doesn't get freaked out like, oh, I'm doing it wrong. And it's like, no, like, everybody's a little different. And, you know, I know guys who fucking love their nipples pinched. and then others apparently like Alan who don't.
Well, it's funny. There's nothing better, I thought, than when you're making out with a girl and she'll just push you back and then, you know, stand you up or pull or whatever, and then she'll just pull your fucking pants right off and just start blowing you without a fucking word. Like, yep, you just bought yourself another two dates. All right. We've got a keeper in our hands. Oh, boy.
That's a keeper.
Yama dum dum.
Do you kiss after blowjobs?
Absolutely not. Unless, no, after, only after, like, scope. Copious Why? Amounts of mouthwash.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I'm with you.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Yeah.
Because well, it's I don't want to taste my own dick.
Woman cum and man cum. Man cum is so much more severe. It's a different level, you know? Woman cum, women will, like, taste their own stuff. Like,
I taste tangy.
Yeah. Yeah. you know, like, I've seen girls masturbate and they'll...
Okay, let me ask you a question. Wait.
I've never licked my fingers.
No. I'm talking... Okay, fine. So, not... Okay. But what about, like, after just, like, going down on you? So, like, you're gonna finish with sex.
Yeah, but I'd rather not.
I don't want to give any ideas. I say mouthwash and then come back.
It's your own dick.
I know it's my own dick, but, you know.
I mean, my dick doesn't smell that great, and I don't want to have it barf right back in my
face. Why would I want that in my pussy, then? Or in my mouth?
That's none of my problem at that point.
No, it's a her thing.
Yeah, I dick,
It's just a whole...
piece of shit.
Yeah, I wash my dick.
I know you do.
It's for us, I'll speak for myself, but I probably will agree. It's psychological. Like, I just don't want dick on your breath while you're trying to kiss me. Like,
there's no dick breath. Unless there's cum breath.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
There's not dick breath.
But it's like, I mean, how many girls are like, oh, okay, you just licked my fucking pussy for 15 minutes. Now I want your tongue in my mouth. Like, I have maybe had that happen to me maybe 3 times.
Do you want to do that?
If she requests it, I mean,
no,
okay.
Do you want to, like, do you think that that's sexy?
No,
like,
I don't. If she wants, like, lick her own, well, not lick her own, but if she wants to taste what her fucking snatch smells like, all right. I mean, I'm more likely to fucking wipe it on her sheets and then go start bagging. Because I'm a gentleman. Anyway.
No, you're not. Oh. But we still love you.
I want to do, like, a blowjob class for our podcast.
But like, you kind of
do you need
one.
Any subjects up there to rate them? I would love to. Like, I'm part of a scientific experiment.
Apparently, one big thing is, like, we're very neglectful of the testes.
Yes.
You need to cup them.
I have a whole bit about this. About, like, you should do the Catwoman. Where you're, like,
if
you
I blow
them.
Alan, I'm going to, like, bring a catcher's mitt.
Like, like a bag of catnip.
I don't know. I have small hands.
Bring two giant, like, butterfly nets.
Bring a serving tray. Like,
serving tray. That's where you put
them on a tray. Rang. Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think there's a better way to go out than talking about fucking balls on trays and
balls on trays.
And cheers.
Bros.
Coos juice and balls on trays. All right, well, now it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show, the plug party. Marissa, where can we find you?
You can find me at Otto Shrunken Head on April the 4th, 6:30 at Merriment Mortification.
Okay, that's a good one. Twitter?
At Marissa Smith on Twitter.
Gosh, she has double D's. I suspect you should be following her immediately. Alan Finn, what's your story?
I've got humongous balls. Check them out on Twitter. at Alan Finn, at The Week in Sex, theweekinsex.com. We're at the Museum of Sex every Sunday at 5:45 p.m. Check the website for the schedule for the rest of the shows. Thanks, guys.
Just Google sex and his hairy ass will come up.
My hairy ass will come up. My laser scarred ass.
Monica Vito, where can we find you? Oh, why don't you talk about our brand new Instagram page?
Oh, yeah, folks. We are on Instagram finally because apparently I'm technologically savvy. Not so much, but we did it. Safe Word Podcast. Check us out on Instagram. We got some stuff up. We'll put more pictures up. I don't know. There might be tits. There might be dicks. Maybe Alan will let us take a picture of his balls. We'll see.
Hold your breath for that one.
We'll see. We won't tag you in it, Alan. Don't worry.
You can tag my balls.
Okay, but I'm on Twitter at Mocha Vida, MOKAVIDA. And then I'm doing actually Marissa's show, Fashionably Funny. That's in April. What is that?
24th,
guys. Come out, Broadway Comedy Club. It's a good time.
Cool. Well, I am Kevin Goatee, at Kevin Goatee, G-O-O-T-E-E. Boy, I'm at the Meadowlands Comedy Festival. It's an all-girl year this year, guys. Yeah. That's April 17th, Friday. I'm emceeing that fucker with some bar shows sprinkled in between, that whatever. Everyone's favorite Pizzeria Uno for all my Central Jersey folks.
Yeah.
Back in that bitch, April 18th. That's my mother's birthday, so she'll get a nice little birthday gift as well. But whatever. Yeah, follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Spread the word. We're looking
iTunes,
for advertisers. Yes, iTunes. Yes, please, please. Advertisers. We're looking for advertisers, please. We're looking for something to recoup all of my wife's cooking pleasures for all of our guests here. So, advertisers, our reach is very, very, very awesome. When you hear our best compliment, this is a true fucking story. I got an email from a guy who goes, man, I can't believe your podcast isn't as ranked as high as it should be. Our podcast is ranked higher, but man, you guys are so much funnier. I'm like, that is the best left-handed compliment I've ever fucking heard. You're down there in the rankings, but
nice,
you guys are funny.
Nice backhand, sir.
Guys, yeah, thank you very much. At Safe Word PC on Twitter, Kevin Goatee, Monica Vita, Marissa Smith, and Alan Film. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next month. Yay!